Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا
The dwellers of paradise will on that day have the best abode and have the fairest of places for repose.
The 24th verse of chapter Furqan says أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا The companions of garden, that day shall be in a better abode and a better resting place. Brothers and sisters, the previous verse was talking about the condition of the wrongdoer's actions in hereafter. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا And we will proceed to that day to what they have done of deeds, So we shall render them as scattered floating dust. But then it comes to Ashabul Jannah, the companions of paradise and garden. So you see, there must be a kind of good tidings and encouragement, along with warning and advice. The previous verse, their actions were rendered into Haba'an Manthura, but then... To encourage the people, this good tiding is mentioned. The companions of garden that day shall be in a better abode and a better resting place. The Holy Quran usually sets good and bad beside each other, so that by comparing these two, their situations will be clear. So, this verse is speaking about the situation of those who live in the paradise. The verse says, أصحاب الجنة يومئذين The companions of garden, that day, خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا shall be in a better abode and a better resting place. This verse, dear listeners, does not imply that hell dwellers are in a good situation and dwellers of paradise are in a better situation. For example, in chapter Fussilat, the 40th verse is stating, أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Is he who is hurled into the fire better, or he who comes secure on the day of resurrection? So this verse does not imply that hell dwellers are in good situation, but the people of paradise have better situation. No. So the verse says, خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرَّ, in a better abode. This word, Arabic word مُسْتَقَرْ, means residence. And after that, the Holy Quran says, وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا, and a better resting place. The word مَقِيل means the pace of rest in the midday. It is derived from the word قَيْلُولَة, that means midday sleep.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Ibn Abbas said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, when Allah created the paradise, He put things in it that no one has seen and no mind has imagined. Then He ordered the paradise to speak. And when the paradise began speaking, it said, successful indeed are the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So the paradise itself is aware of the dwellers in it. And this beginning verse of chapter Mu'minun was discussed earlier in the previous version of the program when we were discussing this chapter in this program. Anyway, so as to conclude what we said about this verse of the chapter, we must say that at first the Holy Quran puts the good tidings beside the warning and advices, so that by comparing them, their situations will be clear. And this does not necessarily mean that when the words khayr and ahsan are used in this verse, they are better than their counterpart, which is hell. Because hell is not a good thing. So it is better to translate this verse and these two words of the verse, khayr and ahsan, to good rather than better, in order to stop this misunderstanding. And the interesting fact is that only this verse, in the middle of all the other verses discussing about the situation of the wrongdoers and hereafter, is mentioned only because of this principle that the Holy Quran wants to set good and bad beside each other. So in the next episodes, we will talk about the other verses that talk about the situation and condition of the wrongdoers in hereafter. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when fear.